Back in 2004, a musician with roots in central and northern New York came up with an idea for a fundraiser to help preserve the St. Lawrence River. Every July 4th weekend since then, singer-songwriter Jay Nash has led a group of musicians in the Rock for the River concert in Clayton, which benefits the nonprofit group Save the River. The events have been so popular, this year they've added another concert this Labor Day weekend. WRVO's Catherine Loper recently spoke with Nash about how his passions for the river and music intersect.
You grew up in Manlius.
I did.
And you spent a lot of your summers in the Clayton, Thousand Islands area.
I did, yeah. I spent, if not every weekend, nearly every weekend from May until Columbus Day at least, up there in the Thousand Islands in Clayton. And then once I graduated from high school, I started spending my summers there, my entire summers. And then it kind of slowly became, you know, my home base over time. And I kind of think of it as my soul's home nowadays, even though I live in Vermont and I've lived in Los Angeles, New York, and Jackson Hole since I left central New York.
Do you feel that connection between music and your work with Save the River?
9 years ago, back in 2004, I was living in Los Angeles and spending the better part of the summer, obviously, in Los Angeles. It's a long place, to long way away to commute to the river. So I missed being there. But I found myself in a really incredible community of musicians and songwriters that was truly inspiring to be around. So I was just looking for a way then to kind of meld the two worlds.
River, take me home. And someday when I'm old, save my soul.
It was kind of a long shot, you know, the first time out as far as bringing a group of musicians to northern New York, you know, to this place that none of them had ever heard of, to play a benefit for an organization they'd never heard of. In some ways, it seemed like a little bit of a long shot that they were going to enjoy that, that maybe the people of the North Country would enjoy their music. But it all kind of came together in a really beautiful way that first night in 2004. And it ended up being this really authentic celebration of this place that all in attendance held so dear and hold so dear, and a celebration of music.
And tell me how Rock for the River has grown over the last 10 years. It raises a lot of money for Save the River, and what is the purpose of that?
Save the River is it's a member-based nonprofit organization. You know, they'll tell you, you know, their primary cause is to kind of protect the ecological interests of the upper St. Lawrence Basin. It's particularly important in this case because the St. Lawrence Seaway, you know, runs straight through this area. St. Lawrence Seaway connects the Great Lakes to the Atlantic Ocean. And the Great Lakes contain 20% of the world's fresh water, you know. So we're talking about like a critical location for ecological awareness. I consider it to be pretty important, and especially since I grew up in this place where it was such a sanctuary for me. And so I'd like to see it stay that way, you know, for my kids and their kids.
Has all your time spent on the river, all those summers in your youth, has that inspired your music, any particular songs?
Yeah, it's probably more than is, you know, appropriate in some cases. People probably say, oh, wow, that guy's got a lot of songs about whiskey and rivers. It is definitely a recurring theme.
But another night, another song, pour me one, it's been too long. Let's stay, talk a while about the past. Ain't it just bittersweet how the river rolls?
Well, Jay Nash, thanks so much for taking the time to do this interview. I really appreciate it.
That's my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
So damn beautiful how the river rolls.
And for more information about Save the River or this Sunday's Rock for the River concert, you can go to savetheriver.org.